Welcome to everyone listening on Spotify and watching on YouTube. Today we are doing another series in the podcast of Behind the Broker, which looks at all of the people giving the ancillary kind of products to brokers that make them so successful. The one thing I've learned a lot in this series is there's so much more to the to kind of the marketing and everything that goes behind broking. So it's really interesting. Hopefully people are finding it interesting for to see all the added extras that kind of bring you from good to great. So on that, I've got Chris Target on today for Social for Brokers. So thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks very much for having me on. If anybody's watching on YouTube, I've got one of these tracking cameras and I'm not quite sure how to turn it off.
So also, I've 100% using a filter because I look awful. So if anyone is watching on YouTube, there's makeup on one side of this, but I'm not saying which is which. Chris, so firstly, talk to me about the journey of Social for Brokers and how you got to where you are and kind of and what you do.
Okay, so Whistle Stop Tour of Social for Brokers. About probably 10 years ago, I took a night class at college to learn how to do website design. Love the design aspect of it. Did a few jobs on the side with friends building their websites whilst I was an estate agent. Loved it, started doing some socials. Then March 2020, got put on the furlough scheme, the word that none of us had ever heard of before, yet everyone knows now. Put on the furlough scheme in March 2020, and I thought, right, Chris, for the next 3 months, that's how long it was supposed to be, for the next 3 months, you are never going to have this opportunity again to be paid, but also work on your own business. So I thought, right, let's go for it. So carried on my working day, up at 7 every morning, just as a normal job.
What was that, Chris? What did you
do? I was an estate agent for 6 years. Yeah, so knew the property market, looked after some mortgage brokers with their social content, and had friends of their mortgage brokers come to me and say, I'm a mortgage broker. And people loved it because I'd been an estate agent. I knew the property terminology. Knew what was happening. I knew the pain points of mortgage brokers trying to get clients through the door. I work for Countrywide, and we were targeted on first, and you had to use specific wording to get people through the door. And it was all about how you got those people to convert it into leads and into appointments. So that's where I started. So we started helping mortgage brokers with their social media posts. We are really big on brand, and you'll see my colours everywhere. I'm huge on, I call it the Sainsbury's carrier bag analogy, that if you see anybody with an orange carrier bag walking down the street, you don't even have to look at the logo. You know it's Sainsbury's. That's how strong your brand should be in your local area. So yes, so Social for Brokers, and we've started helping people with loads of other things now alongside social. We're doing coaching, we're doing websites. Whatever you think in terms of marketing, we can help mortgage brokers, and we specialise in that area.
Fantastic. So if I'm a new mortgage broker and I don't really know what I'm doing, talk me through kind of how it works from start to finish. I know you said you touched on a few points, but I think all mortgage brokers know they need to improve their marketing, but it's very vague. So talk me through.
I'm going to talk about social, because that's the one area, one of the big areas that we focus on. You have to be seen as visual on social. Now, I'm not saying you're going to put one post out and get loads of leads, but if there's you and there's Smith's Mortgages in your town, and Smith's Mortgages uploads once a week and you upload three times a week, by the law of averages, you're more likely to be seen by somebody in the local area. Think of it, I always liken it to a town. If you've got a town and all these people are walking about the town and they see billboards, if you've got 9 of those 10 billboards, they're much more likely to remember your company than the person that has the one. Now, that person isn't going to take a selfie in front of that billboard and send it to their mates. They're not going to write a comment beneath it, but they will take in your branding. That's what our social media posts do. It gives them consistent branding on social.
Good stuff. And when you say, not just the branding, obviously, but do you create content and stuff as well for them?
So what we do is we will create the branded post with their logo, their colours, their fonts, and imagery that we want people to look at. So a lot of mortgage brokers might upload a photo of a house or a photo of a set of keys, and it is just boring. Mortgages are boring. Every mortgage advisor knows that. We try and make it sexy. So we'll try and do posts that will catch people's attention. So we'll do the image, We'll write the content for them as well. And we obviously have to be careful from a compliance point of view. So it will all depend on your network or if you're DA.
Yeah.
And we will then upload it to your channels for you.
So do you ever completely come across those? Do you come across those dinosaur networks? Do you tend to work with them where they, where you've got to get everything clear? I was talking to one of the part behind the brokers is speaking to networks, and I won't get on the old ones. I can't do it. I can't do it when when things have to be 48 hours in social media. The world is.
It's the only the thing is, it's not a mortgage advisor's fault that they're penalised by the network for that.
No, you can pick
your network. Have to make it's down to the network. Look, we've got practices in place. We've dealt with loads of different networks: Stonebridge Open Work, Just Mortgages under Open Work, Primis. Yeah. You've then got Tenet. You've got HR. Do you know what I mean? There's loads of different ones, and we know how they all work. There are some that are more forward thinking than others, definitely. Yeah. But even when you talk about that, like 48 hours, the one that springs to mind for me is the Bank of England base rate. That's the big one. Okay.
See, for everything me, else from there. On the Bank of England base rate, sorry to jump in. I get bored of it, but then I have to remember, and I probably say this on every podcast, but I have to remember that my target audience are brokers. So of course I'm going to see it 8,000 times, but I'm not their target audience. So so it is really important for them to get out there. I do appreciate it. It's just funny for people like you and I who are attached to everyone. Is, oh great, the base rate's changed 8 times 8,000.
And this is, I kind of had a bit of a gripe about this. Mortgage brokers are saying, oh, another base rate rise, why are we talking about it? Their audience will only have one mortgage broker in their network, whereas you've got 100. So my big topic and what I'm going to speak to on about this podcast is I'm going to tell you exactly how to do what we do. I'll give you all the tips, all the secrets, the step-by-step process of how to do it. What we do is we can do it, no disrespect, 100 times better and more consistently.
Yeah.
Now,
about that 100 times better, sorry. I know people think they can do it themselves. I said, liberal, like we don't do our own mortgages. Why come to you over them? When you say better, like what do they do that isn't right? Is it just a knowledge thing, or do you think there's more
It's mortgage advisors aren't designers, and I'm not a mortgage advisor. So when it comes to my mortgage, I go to somebody professional in that field. I go to my mortgage advisor, and I went to her with a specific set of requirements, and she knew the exact lender to go to.
Yeah.
You come to me and say, Chris, I need a post about self-employed mortgages. I know how to position it for your audience.
Yeah.
You could do it. No, I could do my own mortgage. It would take me 3 or 4 hours. You could do it in half an hour. Exactly the same flip side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't have a go at your own car. Because you take it to a professional. Well, I don't anyway.
I think that's interesting about the marketing side of things, because it's probably one of the most important things in your business. Much the same as recruitment, really. Like, your staff are the most important thing you'll ever do. Clients are the most important thing you'll ever be pointed at. Yet you'll never take a hit on the accountant or the lawyer. You'll always get the best you possibly can. And then you'll just rock up and do your own recruitment or do your own marketing. It blows my mind that people don't take that as seriously as as others. And I think, I suppose, that's the difference in the level of how good people get.
It's a very simple thing as well. If you think as a mortgage advisor, if you're a mortgage advisor, do you take on a commercial mortgage yourself, or do you outsource it to a commercial broker? Yeah. You'd probably 9 times out of 10 people would outsource it. Why? Because it takes you longer and you probably don't have the expertise or the access to lenders. So what we will do is we'll use high quality imagery. We'll use imagery that you wouldn't think would fit with a mortgage broker. Like, for example, I'm releasing a reel tonight, and on Canva, what a lot of people will do is on Canva, look at the templates at the top left and type in mortgage broker. And all the templates will come down with properties and keys. They're boring, okay? Yeah. What my reel does, type in the word vet, go in there, and then I've developed a post with a photo of a dog, bright colors. What we want to do is create content that somebody's scrolling and going, why Smith's Mortgages uploading a photo of a golden retriever and talking about life insurance, or talking about does the house need a bigger garden now you've got Buster? Do you know what I mean? It's that type. It's flipping it on its head. And that's with us working with over 100 brokers over the last 2 years, doing 3 posts a week. We've probably done near on 3,000 or 4,000 social media posts. So we know what works. That's what
I say. That's the other thing. It's tried and tested, isn't it? You've spent hours and hours testing this stuff for someone else to come in and coming and do it. So it does make sense.
Yeah. So can I give a few top tips away, like a few bits of software that people can use? Right. Yeah. So if you're a mortgage broker and you're starting out and you're not in a position yet to hire somebody to outsource your marketing, because you're never going to have that money straight up front, first thing you want to do is create a Canva account. You've got a free account or you've got a pro account. The pro account's £12 a month and you've got access to loads more photos, loads more fonts, loads more videos. Canva is drag and drop. You can use templates on the left, change it to your colors and it's your branding, and you can schedule the post from Canva itself to Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, you don't even need to use the Hootsuite or anything. That's in there.
No, it's all built in, so you can do it that way. That's if you feel comfortable doing that. That's in the pro version.
It's not my bag. I know I've got access to it, but I still wouldn't use it. I'd still use a marketing person.
Well, that's it, exactly. But I think you might be in a position where you have the turnover to be able to do that. Somebody might not. So use Canva, schedule those posts through. If you don't want the paid version of Canva, go to download it. So you can download it for free and go to buffer.com. And what you can do with Buffer is you can schedule 10 posts over 3 different social media channels every week. So that will cover you. If you're a mortgage broker and you want to do that, you can use Hootsuite.
Yeah.
Or you can use something called Meta Business Suite, which is Meta owns Facebook and Instagram. And you can schedule the posts direct through there to Facebook and Instagram on your channels. They're 3 free tools that I've told you how to design, how to schedule. And if you're looking for content ideas, just look inward. What are people asking you on the phone? You might have had a phone call saying, look, I've got this buy-to-let mortgage. It's up in a year's time and I want to sell it now. Right, we'll do a post about early repayment charges. I'm a self-employed bricklayer and I get paid in a very different way. I'm under IR35. Can I get a mortgage? Yeah, we do a post about that. Just use your everyday things. What you might think is boring, your audience will find very interesting.
It's painful, isn't it? Do you know what? Yeah. It always surprises me, and I know we've touched on it before, but how it's getting dark now, so my things are getting grainy.
He's just coming up with excuses as to why we look very different.
My eyes still look like a boiled egg, smashed to bits. The mortgage brokers who kind of, they seem just aiming their marketing at mortgage brokers. And it's always a bit of a moan, it's a bit of a gripe, and I get it because it's a community of people where you want like this echo chamber of everyone saying, yeah, I agree with you. But I do think that, like, I don't know if it happens industry to industry. This is the only industry I know, but it probably, I do actually. I know it happens in recruitment, and people moan about recruitment. And I think we've had this conversation before where I said, I don't talk about recruitment because no one gives a shit what I do. They care about what they do. I talk about mortgage brokers because that's their pain points. Do you think that's a fair thing with brokers? Do you see it with people, if they're doing their own marketing, they haven't fully thought through who they're aiming at?
Yeah, there's a big conversation, and it's probably bigger than a half an hour chat about niching, of course. Yeah. If you can find a niche, yes, it's very easy to do marketing towards that type of person. I completely agree with that. But I think what a lot of mortgage brokers do is talk about people wanting the mortgage. People don't want the mortgage. They want the new kitchen that's facilitated from a REMA, or they want to make sure their kids are looked after if they die. You've almost got to try and get to the emotion part of the post rather than you can release money. Well, what can I do with that money?
Yeah, it's not money. No one needs money in the bank. That's not of interest, is it?
Doing. If instead of doing a post about, is it time to remortgage, why not do a post of a beautiful kitchen with a couple in there drinking red wine, having a Sunday roast, talking about, is it time for a new kitchen? They're two completely different things, and they'll evoke two completely different emotions from it as well.
Yeah. I suppose, and that only has to resonate with the people that want that, you know? But it's not going to resonate with anyone if it's just a picture of, like you say, with the key saying, exactly, Looking to remortgage.
What you'll do is you might upload that post now about that kitchen, and John Smith sees it and it's now November and doesn't even think about a new kitchen. But you post something similar again in February and he's had a leak in his ceiling, he's fed up with his old kitchen, and he looks at that and goes, I didn't know a remortgage could do that. So it didn't resonate with him in November, but it does in February. That's why you've got to consistently post about the same topics over and over again, just to reaffirm that message to people.
Just talking about that, about just being on top of it. How many times do you recommend brokers to be posting a week?
At least three times a week. And the reason I say that is that that's what Meta, who own Facebook and Instagram, recommend, at least three times a week.
Do you think it's true when you listen to like the folks who are like, screw the algorithm, post five times a day on as many platforms? Does that really affect you, do you think? Or do you think if you can do it, do it? If you can't, you can't.
If I've spoken to marketers that uploaded 10 times a day, and they measured it against posting four times a week, and they didn't see any difference in terms of, and that was on Facebook, they didn't see any difference in terms of leads.
You'll definitely see more people seeing it, though. You'll definitely see more
touch points. Exactly, yeah. But what they didn't see is an uplift in business. What I found is what I did over the last 30 days is I said to myself, we're going to upload three times a day, and we're going to see what effect that has. It's had an exponential kind of change in the amount of business that we've done, the amount of people that have phoned up for new inquiries, because we're seeing more. Now, they might not take in that content, but they're seeing us more and more. They're getting used to us. That's very hard to upload three times a day. It's been tough. It takes a lot of planning, but it does have a benefit.
Did you do a 30-day one recently? Is that the thing you're talking about?
So that's what I did,
Right, got you. And that was tough, was it?
It was tough because I had to make sure there was a fresh reel every night. There was a fresh podcast clip every day, every middle of the day. And there was a fresh post every one in the morning.
I suppose it's like cobbler shoes for you. You know, like, it's a mate, like I'm really good at other people's recruitment. Or it's like, you know, looking after other people's kids. I bet it's more tough for you because you've actually got to do it for everyone else all day. So to do it for yourself is probably a bit of a task.
Well, it is, but it's part of our job. Imagine if I was telling people to post three times a week and I only did it once. You look like an idiot. So this is, and little other tips as well that we give away on social. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, because I will do a reel every day with a tip, whether it be about social, whether it be about Canva. Make sure you follow us. Is doing things like commenting on other people's content. That will give you big reach. Another tip is when somebody comments on your post, please don't ignore it. That person, that might be the only time that person has ever commented on a post on social media and you've blanked them.
Yeah.
Go on there, reply. And if you can, this is a real big thing that's helped a lot of my clients. If you can, reply with a question. Because what happens then is if you reply with a question, that person then responds with an answer. So it's gone from one to three comments on your posts. That does two things. Yes, it'll help the algorithm, and I don't pretend to know the algorithm. I just know that more engagement is better.
Nobody does.
Exactly. But then the second thing is when a client is scrolling through social, and this is an experiment, do this tonight. If you're scrolling through social and you see a post that has one comment on, you're probably not likely to click on it. If you see a post with three comments on it, you're like, right, what's kicking off? I want to see what's going on here. And you're more inclined to click on that comment. Do you know? And you're taking in their content then. So I'd always
want to. I don't want to be the first to comment on something, but if I get three comments, I'll get 15.
That's it. You're starting that ball rolling, aren't you? Yeah, it gives people the belief and the confidence that, everybody feels the same as I do, so I'm okay to comment on it.
I'm comfortable here. I can sort of fit into the pack of.
That's exactly what it is. So that would be another tip for social media. And these are, we create content for people. These are just little things that we let our clients know that really help with their socials.
Good, got you. And that's really useful tips, and they're amazing, like genuinely. I know you said it then, but brokers, cost nothing to follow someone like Chris on Instagram and just pick up little bits of advice, you know. That's the number one thing.
Our DMs are always open, so yes, we create content for people, and the best thing that clients come to us and say is, I've got so much time back, because they're no longer on a Monday morning sat there going, I've got two applications to submit. I've got a protection appointment later. What do I post on social this week? Do you know what? I'll do it next week. Or I'll upload a happy Monday with a photo of a coffee mug. It just doesn't cut it anymore. You need to stand out on social. And that's how we help people stand out on social, by creating branded, topical, professional content that grabs people's eyes.
Good stuff. Now let's talk about this. So, as we come into more challenging times, even though this is beyond, doesn't make any sense to me, first thing that people look at, HR, marketing budget, and they start chopping it. Now, I know you said you've been really successful lately. You're lucky enough, like ourselves, to be relatively busy, and I see that moving forward. But talk to me about that mindset of cutting the marketing or not cutting the marketing, or how you adapt to more challenging times as a
So,
broker, obviously.
in the marketing industry, everybody knows that people say the marketing is the first one, the first budget to be cut. In our eyes, yet we still want to get paid, so we're going to say it's the last. But the main reason that it is the last is because if you've got in your town, you've got five mortgage brokers, and out of those five mortgage brokers, four of them cut their budget, but one doesn't. Which is the one that's going to stand out?
Yeah.
The one that is investing in the company when times are tough.
It
Now,
do, I also I do think it's something to do with people follow success. And if you suddenly disappear, no one's interested. You know what I mean? It's fickle business, isn't it? If you
Exactly,
disappear
that's
from people's eye line, you're gone. That's it. And then you try getting all that back when the market's good, when everyone else wants to do it as well. I just
Like for example, do you think this year, okay, people are cutting back. Yep, people are cutting back on luxuries. They're going to the shops and maybe instead of buying the branded cola, Coke, they're buying the supermarket cola.
Roller coaster.
But do so, Coca-Cola sales will probably be down this Christmas. But do you think that Coca-Cola will not run their Christmas truck campaign this Christmas? They
Yeah.
won't, because
They're
they
not
know
putting
they're
out.
building for next year. They'll never cut that. So just take a leaf out of that book. And during this time now, we were talking about this before we came on. My mindset shift is beforehand, this is what I was thinking. Yet people might be looking at changing their marketing structure or staff and the staff within the business. But actually, what we're finding is the mortgage brokers, a lot of them now, the good ones, are seeing it as a bit of a challenge. They're like, right, we're going to build in this time. I was speaking to one the other day, and they love what they're going into because they're actually having a conversation with people. You know what I
We
mean?
need, it's the whole point, isn't it? It's as bad as recruitment consultants complaining there's no candidates. Like, number one, if you think that's true. Number two, like, yeah, fucking right, isn't it? Like, you've got to work at it. That's why people pay us money. And then it gets hard, and brokers go, oh, God, it's hard. Like, yes, it is. Earn your money. Like, this is the time when people need a broker. If everyone could go to Santander, we wouldn't need a broker. It just, you know, it
And
just doesn't make any
it's the
sense.
fun
That's
time, and it is going to get tough. I completely understand that, but ramp it up, ramp up your social media. Like a month ago, I could have said to myself, look, I'm going to spend more time servicing people or trying to get out new business. I was like, no, what I'm going to do, exactly what Marcus does on his with energy, is I'm going to ramp up the value that I'm giving people. I ramped up the value for 30 days with three posts, and I've seen an upturn in business. That's no coincidence, and you will be
keep your
exactly the
heart out.
same.
You know, like, marketing is a consistent thing, and I know you obviously know more than me about it, but like you said then, you do something that works. I'm sure a lot of brokers do it. They get a few leads from it, it falls by the wayside, but you end up with that marketing roller coaster without anyone doing it properly. Do you see that? Do you see that with, like, potential clients? Obviously not with clients, because you're doing it, you're trying to stop the roller
Yeah,
coaster, but
so people will come to us, and the biggest thing is there's no consistency. Consistency in time, those are the two things and the two reasons people come to us. When you've got the consistency, it will start bringing in leads because you're consistently in front of people. Again, Mary Smith, this is John Smith's husband that I was talking about. Mary
yeah.
Smith sees a
Not
post.
Smith's in these stories.
Yeah, that's the
Saves
one I
him
lean to. I don't know why.
up.
So there's a Mr. and Mrs. Nansen, right? And Mrs. Nansen
They
sees
sound like an
the
attractive couple. Go on, sorry.
So she sees a post now, but then she doesn't see another post from you for 4 months. One, she's probably wondering if you're still in business. It's like, well, I saw a post from Nansen Mortgages the other day, but I've not seen it in a while. And then two, the person down the street has posted three times that day and she's seen them. You're gone.
Yeah.
Customers are fickle on social media. You have to be consistently in front of them. And I like somebody told a great story about social media content likened to a dartboard, that you've got all these clients on your dartboard. And when you throw that dart, that's a piece of social media content, once it'll hit the bullseye. But the other 20 darts will be round and not really resonate with Mr. and Mrs. Nansen. But that
Yeah.
one that you throw that is about getting the new kitchen, that's the one that made them call. But yeah. you couldn't have got there without throwing those other 20 darts.
Yeah. And you don't know which dart it is, do you? So you just got to keep throwing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just keep going.
So, again, all really useful stuff. So if there's one tip you could give a broker now, or new brokers, because, I mean, this goes out to about 800 brokers, but the majority of people that listen to stuff are like the sponges that are just coming to the industry. If you could give them one tip, what would it be on their marketing? What would it, you know, if you could give them one opportunity, what would it be?
Put yourself out there, get your face out there to start with. That's what I would say. Get people knowing who you are. If you don't like video, that's absolutely fine to start with. But make sure you're putting your face out there on photos. Could it be a throwback Thursday of when you were 15 years old and you didn't never wanted to be a mortgage broker?
I don't think anyone would recognise me then. I don't think it would be a bit of a pointless exercise, that.
Doing photos like that, photos of you and the family, if you want to share photos of family online.
It's strange, actually, with the video photo thing, is that I think I did a podcast with you, didn't I? I don't know how long that was, but that was my second time I've ever put my face out. And that was really uncomfortable for me.
Really? I didn't know that.
I love a video, but I'm not comfortable doing selfies. I'm like a 40-year-old man. I don't think I should do them. But it's getting comfortable. I'm completely aware of all the stuff that I try my best not to say no to things now, because I know that every time I do something that I don't want to do, I make money out of it. And, you know, in the most callous sense of it, it improves business.
If you're scared to do it, go and do it. And then what I would do is make sure in between those posts you are uploading branded business content, because yes, it's great to see your face, but who is this face? Who do they work for? Who's your brand?
That's an interesting one, actually, Chris, because I know you're all about the brand. I sometimes wonder if I closed the business whether anyone would know what the name of the business was, because it's me video. I don't think we're probably not as brand aware as we should be. Do you think that is important for brokers, if not just the name, but every single aspect is getting out? Because I would say mine's probably a bit more inconsistent. I'm consistently inconsistent. So I'm always hopefully in people's faces if they're looking for mortgage brokers, hopefully think of me, but I can't say they think of my company.
Energy. So you're saying, should they be focusing on their brand or their face?
Yeah, is it you or your brand? What do you think is more important?
It depends on the consumer that you're looking at getting. So I always say what you should do is social media should be an extension almost of your website as well. So if anybody goes from your website to your social, they know exactly which company it is. That's where your brand needs to be strong. Your brand comes into essence in almost like the subconscious mind. So when they're scrolling through social, and me being honest with you, I don't really know what energy resourcing are in terms of colours and logos.
If you look at the podcast, it's around it. But yeah, you're right. It's not, people know me more than the brand. And I don't know if that's an error in judgment, because you can't be the brand.
But then what happens when, if you step back from the business, you lose then all your following? Do you know what I mean? You want to be doing is making sure people know who you are from your brand. And that's exactly what we never see who the owner of Sainsbury's is, but we know who Sainsbury's are from their branding. Do you see what I mean? Virgin Money, everybody knows them for their red. Barclays will be their blue. And that's where you need to make sure that, yes, they know you and your personal. That was my top tip at the beginning, because it's very hard to start that brand and push it out from the beginning.
Yeah, brand awareness is so tough, isn't it, in regards to people knowing your colours. I mean, I know your colours as soon as it comes on, but that, like I say, I follow you. I know our clients are the same market. So, I don't think we've done it anywhere near enough. I don't think that's probably related to a lot of brokers, that we always bang on about our personal branding, but actually, eventually when we step away, we're left with a big hole where our company branding should be.
Exactly. And that's where I think it's harder to, if you're just uploading photos of your face or photos of your video, it's hard to impart a lot of knowledge, because people, say if it was video, not everybody watches video. Yeah. So would it be more beneficial for you to upload a branded post or a branded carousel with energy on it and some top tips of recruiting?
Yeah, I've done about three carousels and over about 400 videos. So, yeah, you know, it's got me thinking, Chris, that, and obviously that's the whole point of these conversations. Hopefully it gets brokers thinking as well about Actually, yes, we're busy on marketing. Number one, as you said, make sure it's pointed at the right people. Yeah. And number two, it's got to be a mix of your personal and company. I think they're both really important. That's amazing, Chris. Like I said, I've taken up more of your time than I asked, but that's really useful.
No, it was class. That was good.
If people want to get hold of you, Chris, how do they get hold of you? Oh, look, that's your social finance came in.
There we go. So if I stand up, it'll probably move. There we go. Right, front and centre whilst I say this. If you're listening to this on Spotify, this makes no sense whatsoever. If you're watching it on YouTube, it's fine. So you can get in touch with me on any major social platforms. I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram quite a bit of the time. Facebook, just a quick tip, guys. Facebook has taken back the top spot of social media platforms. Facebook organic reach at the moment is insane compared to Instagram. So really? Get yourselves on Facebook if you're not on it at the moment, yeah. So you can contact me Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or you can send me an email, chris@socialforbrokers.com.
Amazing. Thank you very much. And obviously, we'll have all of Chris's socials on all of our, on YouTube, on Spotify. But I appreciate everyone listening and watching today. Hopefully, you've got a lot from Chris. Like I said, any questions, ask him. If you want to get hold of me and ask Chris any questions, he'll be more than happy to. I'll pass them on and he'll be more than happy to answer anything. But in the meantime, I appreciate your time, Chris, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks. Cheers, Marcus.